Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process. We are officially rocking and rolling. It is October the 2nd, Wendy. Football season is in full swing.
Yep.
First off, how are you doing, Wendy?
Doing great. This week could not be better. I'm just still drinking all the Georgia fans' tears. I mean, what can you say? There's a lot of them, so I got a lot of water to drink.
Well, it is what an unbelievable week of college football, Wendy. And obviously the Alabama-Georgia game just kind of, you know, finished Saturday night off with some crazy things that happened. Wendy, let's just go ahead and get into it. I mean, I don't know why not. We should go ahead and get into Alabama-Georgia. They played last weekend, 6:30. Georgia had all the lights going. Georgia was excited. Can Alabama go on the road and beat a good team? Can Georgia and Kirby Smart get over this hump that is the Alabama Crimson Tide, Wendy? That did not happen. It did not happen. I'm looking for the final score. Was it 24-21?
Yep.
Alabama wins the game 24-21. Wendy, what's up?
Listen. Let me tell you something. The first half of that football game, I was just like, Bama's back. I mean, nobody can stop us. This kid went, I'm sure you've got the final stats, maybe not. Every third down we went for, we were getting. We were playing clean football. Offensive line looked great. They were giving him time to make the plays he needed to make. Our defense was playing phenomenal when they were out there. We were stopping them. Georgia really couldn't do anything against Alabama the first half. You know what I mean? They had a couple plays. I'm not saying they didn't. I'm just saying we were controlling the ball. We were controlling the clock. We were doing everything systematically what Alabama fans wanted to see, and a lot of what you and I talked about that Thursday before the game. So basically, you know, we all go into halftime, come out the second half. I've said it till I'm blue in the face. I'm going to say it again. Kirby Smart will adjust at the second half. It's what he does, and he does it really, really well. Second half, listen, I mean, we were not as productive as we were in the first half. We didn't score another point, but we held it. We won the game, and at the end of the day, our defense did what we needed them to do when we needed them to do it, right, which is all we could ask for, and we were able to win the ball game 24-21. So many good things happened. I mean, again, though, we got Ryan Williams dropping some balls. It is what it is, but we've got guys like Bernard Horton. I mean, he used our linebackers. I mean, the plays that we were running, I mean, this we were all over the place on that call book. I mean, we probably played every single play in our playbook in that Georgia game. I don't know if there's anything left for other people to see at this point. I think they have all they need for the rest of the year, but I'm going to tell you something. It was a great game. Alabama, to go into their house and do what we did, it was a phenomenal game, Trey. I mean, I can't say enough about the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and Kalen DeBoer gets his team ready to play, Wendy. I mean, that's what you're wanting to see. The kids were ready to play, and that's all we've ever asked. The kids were excited about playing. I agree with you on the playbook, Wendy. Alabama ran so many different plays, so many different motions, so many different things, and Ty Simpson can handle it. Ty Simpson played a great football game. Really, and listen, Georgia made Alabama earn this victory. This was not Alabama hit four or five big plays, and it was kind of a fluky game. I mean, you're talking about 14 play drives to score touchdowns. You're talking about a bunch of third downs to pick up. I mean, Georgia forced Alabama to beat them, and Alabama stepped up to the task. I agree with you. Alabama's defense did enough to win the football game, and that's all you can ask. You know, I think a lot is being said by Kirby Smart not going for the field goal late in the game and trying to get that fourth down. And it was odd to me, too, because I thought Kirby Smart played a pretty conservative game, which is what we, I think some people thought he would do. But then he kind of gets aggressive right there. It was like, and I talked to Barry on the phone, and he can't quite figure it out either. It's just the old adage, we're zigging, they're zagging. And Georgia is just a play behind.
Right.
And Alabama comes out with a win. Caden Proctor catches a pass, which is all over the internet. Ryan Williams, as you said, dropped a big ball down there, but Horton made a couple of big plays. Yeah. Bernard made a couple of big plays. Yeah. Having Jam Miller back was a big deal for Alabama. One little suspect thing that kind of frustrated me with Alabama is we have a third down. I think it's in the second half, a third and one. We're running Ridley. which I like all of our players, but we're running a 190-pound guy over there. And it's, you know, we got Jam Miller on the sidelines. Now,
right.
I know Riley might have been doing his deal for 3 or 4 weeks, but, you know, you get a third and one, yeah. I want Jam Miller in the football game. I mean, I was a little frustrated by that. Then they put Jam Miller in the game to run the fourth down play, and, it was a debacle. I don't know. It was like Jam Miller didn't think he was getting the ball.
Right.
And it was just kind of a crazy thing, and we turned it all over on downs.
Yeah.
Wendy, all in all, really impressed with the Alabama Crimson Tide. You know, Kalen DeBoer has got a, you know, it now can settle back in.
Yeah. Let me just say this about that fourth and one. So I called you after the game, obviously, and I was like, and I mean this wholeheartedly when I told you. I hadn't watched any of the shows yet. I just called you, was talking to you about it. And when they go for a fourth and one, I felt disrespected as an Alabama fan. So
when Georgia goes for it on fourth and one.
Yeah. Because I'm sitting here and I'm like, they're in field goal range. And let me kind of set this up for you guys. I know everybody's already talked about this. When we get here late on Thursday, we're talking about it again. But this is me just as a fan of the game. We've not been able to stop Georgia this entire half, right? So we not scored. They're stopping us. They've kind of picked up on some things we're doing. In my mind, they're going to kick the field goal. We're going to be in a tied ball game, and they're going to put us in a situation, Ty Simpson, in a situation of pressure, right? We're going to pressurize this team a little bit. Now we're going to get them feeling like, okay, we got to make some big plays, right? Which in the second half, we haven't been able to do that. So when I see them line up, I'm sitting there like, I don't know why I felt disrespected as a fan, as an Alabama fan, but I felt a little disrespected. I was like, Kirby, really? I mean, you're still playing Alabama. Like, we're still Alabama. And at the end of the day, I know y'all have had a much better second half than we have, but we're still Alabama. And you're not going to go for the points to tie the ball game. Mind everybody, 90% of the games we play with Georgia go to overtime. You know what I mean? They're close games. We rarely just hammer Georgia. You know what I mean? So it just felt really weird that you would make a decision there when Alabama, at that point, we weren't playing our best ball. We certainly weren't playing like we were in the first half. In the first half, I think we had the ball 90% of the time. Like, when they did score, it was a quick throw downfield, took 3 seconds to score. You know what I mean? I mean, Alabama was controlling the game. We get to the second half, we're not doing as well. We're not stopping them as well. They ran the ball on us. I want to make this very clear. If I was Kirby Smart, I wouldn't have thrown the ball one time in that second half. I'd have given it to my running back and run that ball 699 times. That's how we could not stop the run.
It was obvious. You bring up a lot of really good points, Wendy. You know, it was obvious that we could not stop the run. Now, the flip side of this is Georgia guys fumbles the ball on the 10 or 11 yard line. We get the ball. Now, we score a field goal there. That's the difference in the game, Wendy.
Right.
But I agree with you. I'm just sitting here going, when Georgia got the ball with 7 minutes ago, I said, here comes a 6-minute drive. They're going to run the ball all the way down the field, and we're going to have to come back and win this game. That did not happen. Kirby punted with 3 minutes to go in the game. I know he had timeouts. But when Georgia punted that ball with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game, they never got the ball back. So he played really conservative a lot of the game. And just that one little series down there, he got aggressive and it backfired on him. So Georgia will be back. Alabama will get to them this week. Wendy, it was an overall really exciting game to watch.
Absolutely.
You got anything else on that? We're going to move on.
No, that's it. And like I said, I mean, also, though, just to, you know, and we'll talk about this a little bit more at the Vanderbilt game, but, you know, not only can we not stop the run, we also, these deep balls, they're getting past our DBs, man. I mean, let me say this. You said it from the beginning of the season. We're going to have to score points to win. You know, those two things as an Alabama fan are still a little concerning. We can't seem to stop the run. And now, granted, Georgia's got three of the best running backs in the entire country sitting on their sideline at any given time. But you know what I mean? Those two things are still concerning. But all in all, Roll Tide, we beat Georgia, big game. It's just been a great week.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, Wendy. The Auburn football Tigers are playing the Texas A&M Aggies, Wendy. Texas A&M wins 16-10.
Yeah.
And 7 of Auburn's points is because the defensive guy ran it down to the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Auburn's offense is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for them. Here's, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on this. I've said this a million times. Auburn has got football players. You look out there, they've got good football players, they've got a good defense, and they've got really good players on offense. They can't get the ball to the guys outside. They just
can't.
And I've said this before, I think Hugh Freeze has an offense that he understands.
Right.
That he understands that will work. I don't think he can – he is teaching his quarterbacks how to run this, or these quarterbacks cannot pull this system off in game situations. I really don't. I think there's a disconnect. I think the quarterback has way too many options, and the quarterback has way too much on his plate. If it's a run and play, run the ball. If it's a passing play, pass the ball. And maybe have a few things off of that, Wendy, but it's almost like he's requiring his quarterback to go up to the defense in front of 100,000 people 70 times a game and make 14 decisions.
Right.
It's like that's easy to do down in Auburn, Alabama on a Tuesday. Yep. It's different when there's 100,000 people out there. Excuse me. Take some pressure off of your quarterback.
Right.
Stop making him make 400 different decisions, Winnie, but they better get it fixed. They better get it fixed fast, or it can go downhill in a hurry.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this rumor, and y'all, I could have dreamed it. I don't think I did this time. I think I actually heard this rumor that they don't think that Hugh Freeze is going to be on the sidelines for the Georgia game. Listen,
Wendy.
Trey, I'm telling you what I've heard is it ain't good.
They play Georgia next week.
I know. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, and I don't know anybody, so just so y'all know that. But I'm just saying, I'm not so sure that this guy's going to make it for the next few weeks. Here's the thing. At the end of the day.
Wendy, is this another one of your dreams?
That's why I said I don't think that it was. I think that I read it. But let me tell you, if I did, then I'm going a little bit crazy. Like, y'all might need to have me checked out. But let me just say this. It was also a very boring game. Like, when I was talking to you, it was really hard to watch. That game was really, really hard to watch for me anyway. I really wanted Auburn to win. I really, really did. It doesn't seem like they can piece anything together. And we'll see if Hugh Freeze has got an answer for it. Probably that. My call is the guy ain't going to make it through the next few weeks. That's just my personal feeling.
No, what Hugh Freeze needs to do is look at himself in the mirror and be like, what we're doing, this guy's not working. Or try a new quarterback. I mean, try something, somebody that can process it. Wendy, we got to move on. Tennessee Volunteers and the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Wendy. Action-packed 2:30 slot on Saturday. Tennessee wins the football game in overtime, 41-34. You know, I wrote something down this last week. I saw more tip passes this week than I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Tennessee scores on several tip passes. Mississippi State gave Tennessee all that they wanted.
And yeah, they did.
In some aspect, maybe should have won the game. Tennessee finds a way to win the football game, Wendy.
Listen, great game. It really was. A lot of mistakes, though, really, on both sides in that game. That's probably the worst I've seen Tennessee play so far this year. But, you know, they're coming off that. Well, no, actually, they played UAB the week before. At the end of the day, listen, I don't think Tennessee had, like, the most outstanding game they've played so far. But they did enough to win the game. I'm like you. I think Mississippi State played lights out. They did everything they could do. You know what I mean? It didn't go their way. It didn't fall their way there at the end. I think in overtime, Tennessee scored, like, on the very first play, and I mean it was over pretty quick and overtime.
Yeah, but I think the big deal is Mississippi State's not a walkover team.
No.
Alabama doesn't play Mississippi State, but Mississippi State is not an easy out. I don't think Mississippi State's an easy out this year, so should see some good football. Winnie, the last game from last week really is the LSU Bengal Tigers travel up to your boy Lane Kiffin. LSU loses the football game 19-24.
Yep.
In another kind of crazy game, a lot of penalties, touchdowns. Yep. Being called back, but Lane Kiffin has found a way to win this big football game. This was a game that got Lane Kiffin last year, and it really hampered his season last year.
Yeah.
It was kind of hanging over his head. He has gotten through that game this year, Wendy, and Ole Miss looks to make a run.
Well, as my sister wanted to remind me, I'm not always like Lane Kiffin. I think I got off Lane Kiffin for a year, but when our niece Abby started going there, she went to school there, she went to Ole Miss, I could not like him. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we're back on Lane Kiffin. But for the most part, I've always been a pretty big Lane Kiffin fan. Listen, Trey, Lane Kiffin's building something down there. We've said it till we're blue in the face. He likes it down there. He's got the boosters. He's able to get the players, and the players really seem to like him. So at the end of the day, I'm excited for Ole Miss. I'm excited for Lane Kiffin. Y'all know the only thing I like about Brian Kelly is that he was at Notre Dame winning games, go into national championships, even though he probably didn't deserve to, really didn't have to do anything. When he chose to go to LSU and at that time play Nick Saban every year, you know what I mean, being a tough conference, I have a lot of respect for that. But other than that, I kind of think he's a tool. Like, I just don't like Brian Kelly. I always think they're overhyped. And sure enough, here we go. We're coming into the season. LSU. And Ole Miss figures a way to pull it out. And I'm proud of Ole Miss for that. I don't really like to see LSU win. I know that sounds weird, but I just don't like LSU. Never really have. Well,
they're going to have to pick themselves up and get after it. When, you know, one thing with Ole Miss, and I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but it's like last year was supposed to be their year. They had a bunch of good home games. They had a lot of talent last year. They had their quarterback last year. Last year was supposed to make their run. There's a lot of times when teams are really high expectations one year, it's kind of the next year that they kind of push through. Now, I know it's kind of hard to imagine, but just go back like with the Tennessee Vols and Peyton Manning.
Right.
They're supposed to, you know, Peyton Manning comes back for his senior year. They're supposed to go and take it. Well, Tennessee ends up winning their national championship with T. Martin the next year.
Right.
Sometimes this stuff just kind of develops a little bit later. Hopefully Ole Miss is wanting that to happen. They're looking to have a good shot to get in the playoffs, Winnie. We'll wrap up the end of last week, Winnie. Some things we brought up on the show last week. Florida State went down.
Yeah, we got Gus Malzahn.
Hey, Gus Malzahn, remember the text you sent out? Remember the text you sent out at Alabama, you know, feels like old times.
Yeah.
Florida State getting beat by a team they probably shouldn't get beat by.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't a cupcake team, but you know, some things never change. Gus Malzahn.
Trey, we like get
old
Gus.
Times, brother.
Yeah, we get Gus Malzahn even when we're not playing Gus Malzahn. I mean, I know nobody cares about what I say about Florida State, but I wanted Florida State to win out. I just feel like it would make our loss look better later in the season. I just wanted them to lose it, to win out. I didn't want them to lose to a bad team. And here goes Gus Malzahn. This man
wouldn't. Virginia's a bad team, though.
Well, fine. But Gus Malzahn wouldn't do something small for us if his life depended on it. So I called everybody. I think I texted G while you were at the concert. We got Gus Malzahn, and we weren't even playing Gus Malzahn. I mean, it never fails.
Talking about the concert, Jason Aldean, I've been wanting to see him for years and years. It was a great concert. Took the boys to it. Me and Destiny and the boys went to it. It's great. I will say this. I've been to two country concerts this year at the Birmingham New Coca-Cola Amphitheater. They really do it cool now. The first act comes on, and then there's a DJ that comes out and plays. And I mean,
Okay. Everybody's
playing good music, and it's fun, and you're dancing. Then the second act comes out, and then the DJ comes on. So the DJ is playing all the way up until Jason Aldean comes out.
Right.
I can't tell you how many concerts I've sat at, and I'm sure everybody out there can attest to this, that you've seen the opening act, and now it's 45 minutes.
Right, you're waiting.
We're waiting on the real guy to come out, and they're playing a little bit of background music. Well, it was a party from start to finish at that place.
Right.
So,
right.
A lot of fun at Jason Aldean. He did a great job. Wendy, we have to get on to this week because I got to get out of here. We got to get on to this week.
Keep talking. I'm going to let the dogs in. Just keep talking. I'm
good. All right, we got the Georgia-Kentucky game. Georgia has to bounce back. Georgia plays Kentucky at 11 o'clock Central Time. That is going to be a good game. See if Georgia can get back on track. The Texas.
Hold on. Let me say this. Remember last year when Georgia had to play Kentucky right after Alabama? They struggled. I mean, they were tired after that. So we'll see. I mean, obviously Georgia's going to win the game. I'm just telling you that Kentucky last year put up a pretty big fight. Go ahead.
Only problem is Kentucky's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the only problem. They're just not that good.
Kentucky's terrible.
You're right. Texas, Florida. So you have you have Manning coming in to play Florida the same time, 2:30, that Alabama Vanderbilt plays. Florida's got a good defense. That's not the question. Florida has good football players. Can Arch Manning go down to Gainesville and pull out a dub, Wendy?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If Florida's going to get up and try to do something and decide to do something, it probably needs to be against Texas. I mean, again, Texas has not played anybody all year, or, you know, very few people all year. Ohio State, I didn't think he looked that good. I would love to see Texas go down to Florida. I just don't think it's possible, man. Billy Napier's on the hot, 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 hot seat, y'all. Might not even make it for the game. I could see him firing him at halftime. I'm telling y'all think I'm crazy. I don't really care. You know what, Trey? You laugh. Laugh it up. I'm normally right about the coaches firing things if you go back and listen for the last 3 years.
No, you are. You're right.
My point is that I feel like Napier's kind of lost the locker room a little bit. If they're going to get up for somebody, I would assume it would be Texas. They are playing in Gainesville. That gives them a little bit of, you know, little bit of a one-upper there on Texas. But, I mean, Trey, I mean – Texas has still got really good football players around their, in my opinion, subpar quarterback. So that's just
The whole line is, I mean, Napier's running on borrowed time. I agree with you on that. But the whole game has got to be on what Arch Manning can do. I mean, yeah. You want all the accolades, but I mean, if the bright light's the bright light for a reason. And
right.
This is the bright light. Can he perform? Can Texas's coach put him in a good place to win the football game and not cause him a bunch of turnovers? We'll see. That'll be intriguing. Wendy, the Alabama-Vanderbilt game is upon us.
Yeah.
It will be played at 2:30 at Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yep.
I'm looking for 4 tickets. I need 4 tickets to this game. Hopefully I'll get that worked out the next day or so, Wendy. But what's the quarterback's name?
Trey, I don't know. I think his first name.
Diego.
I don't know. Diego.
Diego Pavia.
Diego Pavia. Okay.
Has come out earlier this week and basically said he thinks if Vanderbilt comes in and does what they're supposed to do, the game won't be close, Wendy. This is a matchup. Game day is going to be there, Wendy. This is a matchup I don't think anybody saw coming. And especially as big a matchup as it is, Wendy, and Vanderbilt's offense is a major issue for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
I think the natural thing is for all Alabama fans is like, look, Alabama's not going to lose to Vanderbilt 2 years in a row. That's how I kind of see it as just a, you know, as a fan, just glossing over it. But I think it's a little bit deeper than that. And I think anybody that watched football knows it's a little bit deeper than that. Vanderbilt is very good at what they do. They're very confident in what they do. And Alabama will have to play 4 quarters to win this football game. Wendy, what are your thoughts going into the Vanderbilt game?
Well, listen, Vanderbilt gave every single team last year the blueprint on how to beat Alabama. And I think I kept saying they went for it on 4th down. I think they only went for it 1 time on 4th down, but they went for it on 3rd down and got every dang 3rd down that could possibly be gotten last year. Very similar to what Alabama did against Georgia. It looked the same for them last year. Here's the thing about this kid. He's very Johnny Manziel type guy for me, Tim Tebow-ish in the way that he just finds a way to get things done. I say this joke a lot, but with him, I'm not kidding. I mean, he is 30 years old at this point. He's in his 19th year of eligibility. I think he's still trying to get another year of eligibility.
Yeah.
Dude, it's okay to be done with football. And if you can't make it to the NFL, I don't know what to tell
you. Are you scared of him, Wendy?
Let me say, I don't know if I'm necessarily scared of him, but like I remember saying last year, like, he's cocky in a way that doesn't bother me. I know that sounds, you know, weird. Like, Baker Mayfield, he was cocky in a way that didn't really bother me. But let me say this. This guy over there has built a program. Now, is it a lot of it based around this quarterback? Absolutely. But, I mean, most teams are. Do I think they can beat us 2 years in a row and at home? No. Do I think they will give us a run for their money? Yes. They are going to pull out every stop they've got against Alabama. They're going to go for it when probably they shouldn't go for it, just like they did last year. Because really, Jalen Milroe didn't have that bad of a game last year. He had 2 turnovers, but he didn't. Trey, if you go back and look at it.
No, I'm with you. But Alabama did score a bunch of points. You are right about Milroe. He throws a pick 6, which is what I want to lead in with talking about is he throws a pick 6 and Alabama's down early. That cannot happen Saturday. I mean, that plays right into Vanderbilt's book. If anything, Alabama's got to get up early in this game and really make it difficult and put Vanderbilt in some predictable situations.
They had the ball last year like for 47 minutes of a 60-minute game. So we've got to control the clock. When I tell you Vanderbilt controlled the clock the entire game last year, yeah, we were scoring, but we were scored in seconds. Like, remember, he'd get up there, throw, we're off the field in a minute and a half. They were on the field 90% of that game. We've got to be on the field 90% of the game. A lot of things have to look different this year.
Yeah, and I think with Alabama, what you have to really, if I'm talking to these players, I'm like, look, this is not a 3-round fight. This right. is not we're going to go out and knock these guys out in 3 rounds. This is going to be a 12-round bout, and you have to stick in there. You have to play every play. They're going to force you to play every play.
Right.
And that's what a good football team does, Wendy. Now, I think Alabama's offense is a little bit better this year. I think Alabama's right. defense is settling in a little bit better this year. I can't wait to figure out how our guys are going to stop this quarterback, because they've got right. a year to figure it out. Yep. And I'll say this. It's almost like knowing what's coming. Like I play a horse or pig out in the yard playing basketball with Asa, right?
Right.
Well, he's getting better and he's making some shots. Well, one shot that I shoot on him is it's left hand only, left hand layup, and you know, that's one of the shots. Well, he's missed that 3 or 4 times.
Right.
Well, I tell him, you know, I'm gonna use this shot against you, especially when you're about to beat me.
So right.
you need to practice this.
Right.
Okay. But and I referenced that to saying about Alabama. At some point, you have to stop these guys at what they're doing. And as
right.
you know, can Alabama figure out a way? And I don't know if they have to scheme it up, because it doesn't seem we can outplayer them up. Like we
right.
seem like we have 7 defensive linemen. One who is suspended for the first half of this game.
Right.
Russell got hurt. I mean, we're getting yep. clipped left and right on our defensive line. So I don't think we're going to be able to send 7 defensive linemen out there that can basically dominate the line of scrimmage. So can Alabama do it? Wendy, what is your score prediction?
Well, score prediction, but last thing too, I think last year Alabama went into the game that we were going to win the game. It's Vanderbilt. I think there was a lot of that last year. I'm just saying, y'all, anybody that's played Vanderbilt for the last 30 years goes into yeah. it. Well, it was Vanderbilt. And I believe they were hungover, because we're in the same situation. They were hungover from the Georgia game. I think what we'll see very differently is I don't think our players went in there thinking they could get beat last year. And when it hit them that they could, it was like, oh my gosh. So my score prediction, I do feel like it'll be I called for a high score last week, though, and that didn't happen. I'm going to go somewhere with that 38-27 mark, somewhere in there.
Whoa.
I mean, I think they're going to score on us. I mean, Trey, if they run the ball or throw it deep, they're most likely going to score. So that's my score prediction. Well, Trey, last year's score was like 50-something to 40-something, or high 40s to low 40s. I mean, it wasn't – everybody was scoring last year.
You could be just as right. I'm going with 28-17.
Okay.
Alabama wins the game 28-17. I know I'm stuck on 28.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we can get to 28 points. We can hold them under 28. We can win the game. I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind next week. Wendy, is there anything else you want to talk about? I think we've got one message.
Well, while you're pulling that up, you do have Florida State Miami this week. Big game. I mean, that's a huge game. Isn't that this week? Trey, am I making this up?
What?
Who does Miami play? I'm looking it up. Who does Miami play?
I think they do play Florida State.
Okay. You don't ever want to talk about out-of-conference games. I'm just saying it is a big game. Trey, if you pull that up, it's going to get us.
Trey Davis, this is your sister, Gina, and I just had to call and say this. And I've already told Wendy this, but I have to say it again. That is the most discipline that Alabama has played since 2020. I could not believe it. All we had was 4 penalties.
Mm-hmm.
We would have had – I would like to look at the stat. I wish we had Bob the Stat Guy to look and see how many we had last year. I think we had – I would assume that we had 4 just in, you know, a few minutes of the second half. I mean, it was unbelievable to watch Ty Simpson control that game. And, I mean, he really did control it, and it just felt like he was, like, able to manage it so well. And he is so talented. So, anyway, I just wanted to say congrats to Alabama Crimson Tide for not beating themselves, because it's a huge difference than last year and the last few years. So, anyway, Roll Tide. I love y'all.
Really good point. Really good
point. That was Gina, our sister. Mm-hmm. Wendy made a good point. Alabama did not have a lot of penalties Saturday, and it was a big factor in the game.
Yep. Did you have 3 more on there?
Yeah, those are from earlier weeks.
Weeks. No, so, Gina, great call then. Didn't think about it until she brought it up. But yeah, we did look a lot more this one. So great call, Gina. Thank you for calling us. And listen, thank y'all to everybody that listens. Last week's show, we always get a few more pops of that Georgia. I think some Georgia fans find it. We had somebody delete a comment after they lost. So I'm assuming they woke up a little tired. I drank some of their tears, obviously, over the weekend. But listen, thank y'all to everybody that listens. We really do this for fun. But we appreciate all of our listeners for tuning in. And thank y'all for liking the show. And we just really appreciate y'all.
You got it, Wendy. Listen, I'm going to rock and roll. I'm going to try to go to the game this weekend. Everybody out there, I hope y'all have a great time this weekend. Have fun watching football. We will talk to you later, Wendy. I love you, and roll tide.
Love you. Roll tide.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.